everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do some healings with everybody. So we'll just talk about the lightship briefly here. It comes once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship that Jesus used to help him out with the teachings and healings that he did 2,000 years ago. We'll probably do some entity clearing first here, and then chakras and mind to heart drop. This is what everybody likes here. I'm trying to see what we could do here that might be a little different tonight. So, like I say before and always, this is by the lightship doing this show, so I'm kind of like downloaded instantly with what they want to do. They want to bring in some light beams first here through the monitor screen. So if you're brand new to the show, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down a ways, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And they're going to bring in, through the light beam, they want to bring in the Earth Spirit as it was in totality when it was first here on the Earth with this creation. And the difference is that the Earth Spirit now is going through its deprogramming, we'll say, much like we have to do for the ascension. So it may have extra baggage attached to it, much like we have. But we're going to bring in the original divinity of that being. So, and people think that the Earth Spirit is female, so we'll just call it a female energy here. And you can watch the light beam if you wish. And open your heart up. And we're going to bring in this wonderful energy here. So here comes the Earth Spirit. And it's coming through now. And I'll count to 10 like I normally do to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels a little weak to me. Need to have it come in some more. These energies, when they come in, if you didn't know this, they're very sacred, and they choose not to like blast you out of the water. So they come in kind of like tiptoeing, and they want to know how it is. They don't want to really over-stimulate someone. So that felt kind of weak. So let's get it jacked up a little bit here, please. A little more energy coming through here. There we go. This is feeling better. And I could think it could be maybe three times as stronger here. So here we go. Much better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And my computer's a little bit slow tonight, so I don't have the fast chat up. So if anybody would like to type in there, it may take me a while to get it. I just have like a white screen where it is here. So just bear with me on your comments here. We'll bring it in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's feeling good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll put some music on, and you can enjoy the beautiful essence energy here of the Earth Spirit. And again, you know, request your healing. The Spirit knows your body. the energy field is very good. And like in the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, contact is all it takes, and that's connecting with your own divinity. And then when you sense the change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And this is how you may feel as these energies come into your body tonight here to do healing work with you. So we'll still stay with the light being on the screen. And like I said, if you're new to the program, scroll down, Creation Lightship Healing, and click on it, scroll down a little ways with the light being up on your screen. We're going to bring in the energy of, let's see here, who wants to come in? We'll bring in one of the Archangel energies here. So we'll bring in the energy of, let me see which one wants to come in here. Archangel Uriel. So here we go. Here's Uriel coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And these are the pure essence energies of their creation. So you can enjoy this wonderful, beautiful energy of the Archangel here, Uriel. Then we'll be doing entity clearing next year. Entity clearing now with all of you. So here we go. I'm going to take the entities out of your legs and out of your feet, knees, ankles, work our way up here. Going up to the middle part of your body and going up to your shoulders. Neck and head. And they've been released right now from you here. And then we'll bring in more of your spirit back into your body. Once they get released here. And there we go. Going to bring more of you back in. Here we go. Counting to 10 as you come into your body more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And you should feel a little more together now. Maybe some aches and pains have left you. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment, going to your heart center, moving that around a little. There we go. And throat chakra, third eye, going down to the power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening. Use the word spin to open up your chakras. If you'd like that to be done, just agree to that. And if not, you can leave them where they are. This is your choice here. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And going up now to your throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down now, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And you may feel yourself a little more connected now. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop. This is your awakening consciousness. The body, which normally is associated with this, is your mental body. Remember, when you think, it comes from somewhere. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center so that you can think being heart-centered. So again, we're going to count from 10 down to 1 to command the energy. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor would be your forehead. The first floor is your heart, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So put some music on. Just stay heart-centered. Talk to your spirit. Connect with it. Remember, it's your divinity that looks out of your eyes, and see if you can make that connection. You should feel like your awakeness, your whole energy of your body now is in your heart center. As you start to think, this is where it's coming from. I guess we'll do some little clearings here. We'll first do a clearing on your emotional body. This one here is the first thing that the light ship needs to have. This is what they want to have done for you for any clearings that they do. This is number one clearing. This actually is three clearings in one, and one of those is clearing your spirit of densities from this lifetime. So again, sit back and relax. We're going to go back 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. We'll do a feeling body. The feeling body is much like the emotional body, although it's a different body. But people sometimes live in their feelings more than they do in their emotions, but it's a whole different energetic body. Same process, and we'll go back 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, we'll do a trauma body, and this body is good for people, the clearing, people who've been in trauma their whole life, maybe things happen to them all the time, which means that the darkness is really encroaching upon their lifetime here. Remember, the light never created you to be in this type of situation of darkness. So the trauma body is where the darkness really wants to get into you to take away your energy. I'm going to clear this body from you. Remember, these bodies are not created by the light ship, okay? They were created by the earth spirit to sustain life with your physical life form, because if your physical body had all these energies attached to it, it would probably actually suffocate instantly and die. So it created this self-defense mechanism by creating more and more bodies that make up the physical body of who you are. Here we go, trauma body. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do another body, kind of associated with trauma, although this is a pain body. This is, again, for people who've been in chronic pain throughout their life. Again, the dark side lives on this pain energy, emotional trauma energy. And this is the way they sustain life. Remember, the dark side universes, if they didn't come into the light, territory, nothing would be wrong with them. You know, they could live their own life the way they want it to be, but they chose to come into the light territory and somehow attach to us here and take away our energy. So this is why normally we have protection here on this planet, and the planet was supposed to be protected by our wonderful space brothers that people think are now here to save us finally, because they're seeing sightings, etc., and that they think they're here to help us bring in technologies. But they've been here for, you know, probably hundreds and thousands of years, and they still haven't helped us out much at all. So that's kind of, to me, like a debunking of that situation. And if they could help us out, they would. And they haven't chose to, so I don't foresee them coming here in the next few years to bring in these great technologies. They're still in bed with the darkness. So here we go. This is your pain body. And there are some good ETs out there, but how you tell a difference, I would not know myself. Like I tell people, if one landed outside, I'd be running out the door the other direction. Only because if you've seen the movie 10,000 BC, you get a good hit on what's happening with humanity now. So you might watch that movie, these false gods coming down from the skies, from space. which brought us our religions and everything else here to make us into duality here. So here we go. Pain body. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I'd like you all now just to sit back and contemplate, see how these healings have helped you. These are just sample healings. I do sessions with people, and these clearings, each one of them would be $5 for each year of your life. So if you're only 20 years of age listening, it's $100 to clear away all of your traumas and pain, etc., that you went through. It's just quite an incredible price to get yourself released out of peer pressure and everything else that you've experienced and the darkness. Sit back, contemplate, see how this healing has helped you. Check out your body. You should feel better, and we'll do another clearing here. We'll do a planetary clearing here. Remember, there are lots of planets that cord you, hundreds of them at least, and we're going to release you out of 10 of these. This is your horoscope, how these dark side energies are interfering with your free will, free choice. And it's very obvious, you know, everybody has a natal chart. You go to any psychic fair and you have people who can pull up your chart and read it and tell you about your life. And, you know, how do you get free choice out of that? So anyway, that's the dark side. And they're able to read the dark side script to tell you how the dark side has chosen to interfere with love and light in your life. And that should be very obvious once you understand that. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And that includes a lot of the psychic predictions, etc., that is out there, remote viewing, etc., because they're actually remote viewing maybe energies that have been fabricated by the darkness. Remember, the light, if it only works in the now, it can't have any predetermined existence outside of the now. So here we go. We're going to do 10 planets for you. And I'd like you just to maybe think of a physical pain or condition that you have. It could be even be a reoccurring thought patterning, and you could be doing this in another lifetime. This is how you can explain deja vu because you're actually probably experiencing that exact same situation that maybe occurred a few seconds before in another parallel universe created by the dark side. And so we're going to do a planetary healing here, and we'll be doing the parallel life one after this one here. So I'm trying to put both of these together here so you can kind of get a clue of what's happening to you. So the planetary one is how this affects your body, and your body is controlled by planets. Now, the other one, the parallel life clearing, is how your spirit is controlled by the dark side. And the planets are also dark energy because they're controlling you, too. So they're both kind of a different way of looking at things, but they're both very valid. The first thing we're going to do is a planetary clearing. So I'll think of your body now, a condition, a thought pattern that you're dealing with, and release it from you. So 10th planet cleared. 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. You might want to just get up and walk around and just see how you feel. And the next one here, as you're doing that, will take you out of 10 parallel lifetimes. And remember, there's probably hundreds of these, maybe even thousands. Remember, the dark side likes to live on your emotional trauma, so what's the best way to do that is to create more lives. The more lives there are, the more trauma you can experience. And then you bring in back that energy to you in this one lifetime. Here we go, parallel life. Being pulled back here, so 10 disconnected from, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, if you're walking around, just maybe stretch, bend over, twist, and just kind of see how your body's responding to these healings here. You should feel maybe a little lighter, may have more energy, and you might just feel actually, you know, better about yourself. Maybe your self-esteem has increased a little bit. And just keep walking around. I'll put some music on here, and then we'll get back to do some more healings with you. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And it's not created by the light. Okay, wonderful. So people who've had the parallel life clearing normally sleep better. And the one with the planets, normally you actually feel more energy coming back to you. And naturally, when your spirit's out running around when you go to sleep at night, that's why you probably wake up tired the next day or have just awful dreams because they're there to scare you in these lifetimes. And I will give another healing here for all of you. And we're going to do a healing on your pain body. Here we go. Going back 5 days, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day ago, yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and today. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, just see how your body's feeling. You might want to get up and stretch. And I'll be going to San Francisco next weekend, bringing the light infusion chamber there. So if you're in the area, want to go to San Francisco, the booth number is 432. And we'll be there doing sessions in the light chamber. After that, we'll be going to WESAC, and that's the middle of next month. And WESAC, the price to go inside is $300, but I'll be outside, which is free. So if you do want to come to Mount Shasta and experience the light chamber, I'll be there in the exposition hall, and we'll be doing a lot of sessions with people. And the light chamber is just phenomenal for what it does for you. So anyway, if you wish to come to Mount Shasta, I'll be there, and there's no charge to come into that event where the exhibitors are. So hope to see some of you there. And we're going to also be going back to New York, I believe, the first weekend in June. Mark Becker is putting on a special event, so if you're in the New York area, if you don't know about this, I just got notified the other day. They're having a yoga, New Life Expo, and Whole Food Expo all at one time, and it'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. And so we'll be back there again with the light chamber. And that's, I think, 6th, 7th, and 8th of June. We'll do another clearing here. I had a lot of questions here from Jim, kind of about information about ET stuff, Siri, et cetera. I don't really get into that. That's not my agenda here. I'm here to heal. I was the healer that was in Jesus, and that's what my main process in why I'm here now. As far as extraterrestrial life forms and things like that, I don't get involved with that. I do see them on the light ship. They're in their pure form, not the ones that are basically corrupted, you know, like humans are here, not holding complete light energy. So I do know a lot of those races from being on the light ship, but as far as how they work with their consciousness, being connected to the dark side, I don't get involved with that. That's not my job in this lifetime or even mission to worry about extraterrestrial energies down here. I can, you know, just say that I don't like them only because they abduct people and they've taken away our free will. That's why we're in this prison planet here. And the ETs have done that to us. So there are some ETs out there that are good, like I always say. Which ones? Hard to tell. There was a joke on one of the conferences that I went to, and the one person said, well, how do you tell if you're abducted, if it's a good experience or not? And this was a man talking. And he says, well, for me, I think if I'm laying on my back, it's probably good. So I don't know. For me, I'd be worried about that, laying on my back also, you know, but... you know, anyway, I won't go much further than that. You may understand where we're going with this here. So anything that's against your free will is not of the light. And the reason why we're in the condition that we are is from these extraterrestrials and them bringing us God energies here. So unfortunately, when people go to church, that's who they're praying to. They're praying to these God energies. And that's just the way it is. And which ones you're praying to, who knows? Remember, they all come in the name of God. And you give your power away to them. And it's a two-way street. So once you connect, they're connected to you. So you want to kind of back up and get disconnected if you can so they won't take your energy. And if you notice, that's the way most religions work. They want to take your money away from you through tithing. And through other religions, they do sacrifices, etc., which probably still goes on today. And basically, the whole thing, you know, is against the teachings of Jesus. He was one of the more pure ones that was here, and this teaching was to go inside. And like I say, if he were to show up today, what church would he go into? No one would allow him to even talk there. You know, it's very obvious. It doesn't take much consciousness to understand that when you say to go with inside, at that point, you don't need a church. And, you know, definitely he said not to pray to idols and not to go outside of yourself. You have it all within inside of yourself. So he would be probably automatically thrown out of the church, possibly, in a sense, crucified again some other way or shot or put into a, a mental institution. So that's basically, why he's not coming back this time around, because there's no reason for him to come, because there's no venue for him. We can do another clearing here, if you like. Let me think here, what's a good one to do for everybody. I've seen people with knee problems, so if you have a knee problem, we'll do a healing on that momentarily. And here we go. So just think of your knees, maybe even ankles too. So let's do one for knees, ankles, and hips, okay? So we'll go back to the next few days here. We'll go back 2 days ago. So we'll treat that like a chakra clearing here, like we do with the other body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, I'd like you just to get up and walk around and just see how you're feeling. And you will probably maybe sense a change. And this is a light ship helping you with these beautiful light beams coming through on your monitor screen. I love bringing in the male energies. We'll do that right now, too. And here we go. Bringing these energies in now through the light beam on your screen. And the males will come in and do some healing work with you. So here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, I'll see all the fast chats running here to see if that's strong enough for everybody. If somebody wants to comment, we can go a little bit stronger with the energy here. A question about Sananda. Yes, Sananda is not Jesus. It's a whole different energy. So it's a different spirit, and the energy of Sananda, to me, has a little more forcefulness to it compared to Jesus. Jesus has a lot more love and compassion, where Sananda maybe is a little stronger in a sense. But remember, each one of these divine energies are different. So Sananda is not Jesus whatsoever. A lot of the channelings now claim that he's coming in, etc. I don't know. I don't get into the channelings that people have. A lot of them are brought here by the Galactic Federation, which in turn, brings in all this duality here. And a lot of the channelings, sound wonderful, but to me there's no meat and potatoes to it, because it never happens, whatever they're telling you. So I don't get involved with any of that stuff, and they're, to me, all extraterrestrial energies. And a lot of those are the dark side coming in to give you false teachings. Remember, the only way to really know is to go to your heart center. And what you want to do, if you do want to connect to any of the divine energies, you must go to your heart. Don't go to your head. Don't just say, I want to bring in Jesus right now and have him come into you, because remember, it could be anything coming into you in the name of Jesus. It could be extraterrestrial snakes. It could be worms. It could be anything coming in, because you're allowing that door to be opened up, and they'll steal your soul. So be very, very cautious and careful. This is why we do the drop down into your heart center, which you should be doing all the time. And go to your heart, and then from there, ask for the divine energies to come into you. And your spirit will not allow anything of the darkness to come in. Remember, in order to have anything come into you from your spirit, it has to be 100% light energy. 99.9 is not good enough. This is why the light ship does the ascension process for the whole universe every 2,000 years to clear out the darkness. Okay, I guess we'll bring in a little more energy here of the male light beings. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And yeah, Mila, we'll see you back in New York again. So it's nice seeing you there, too. And we'll see you the first week in June. It's quite nice to be there, to see all the people coming back to see us over and over and over again. I just love going back to New York. The people are very, very reverent, and they're just different than most of the places that I've been to. So anyway, I love New York people. They listen to you, they understand, and they have a really high spiritual consciousness that I have found more so there than anywhere else. Maybe it's the mixed group of people, and they're definitely seekers, and they're not really too gullible. A lot of places that we go to, the people seem to be kind of like know-it-alls. They've been there, done that, and they don't really want to listen to anything new. Where in New York, the people are much more open to understanding, and they'll listen to you, and they'll ask questions, where most other places that we've been, they don't. So anyway, that's kind of how I feel about New York. And plus, the pizza is good there, and you know, the different desserts, they're just wonderful, and the cheesecake, and anyway, but we'll get back to the program here. So here we go. A church dogma clearing just popped up. Oh, God, that could go on for hours, probably. What I'll do is clear out the best that we can. Remember, these clearings are only sample clearings, and they're not 100% complete because they have to be completed throughout your whole lifetime. Everything goes back and forth in the years. But what we'll do is, I think most people will probably have been indoctrinated, maybe I'll just say from the age of 12 down to 8. So we're going to clean these out here for you as much as the light chip can do for you. So we're going to start at age 12. So here we go. This is church dogma, indoctrination, programming, whatever word you want to use there. I think programming is a good word. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, these are the negative ETs programming you. And we'll go over to age 11. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age 10. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age 9. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And age 8. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Hopefully that's helped you out here. I need to go back 2 more years. That's what the light ship wants me to do for you. So age 7. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And age 6. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So again, I'd like you just to kind of contemplate, see how your body feels. You should feel a little bit lighter since this energy has left you. Maybe some of the doom and gloom that have brought to you has left. And you should feel more of your spirit with you. I'll put some music on here so you can actually enjoy this wonderful experience of healing. And tomorrow we have our 4-hour special conference call. We're on the light ship for 4 hours. It starts 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you wish to get on that, give me a telephone call and or email. You can send me the check. It's $60. And we do water charging. It's just wonderful. This is done once a month. Bring in the male light beam energies here, some more here for everyone. Well, Pranav said to turn it up, please. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Your room should feel kind of electric by now. If not, I'm sure it will be. Stronger, 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 stronger. It's pretty strong here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So enjoy the beautiful light beams. I'll let you all have the experience here of the light infusion chamber. We'll go in it for 15 seconds. And prepare yourself. Sit back. Put all your little feelers out so you can sample the energy. You want to sample your body's energy right now. And we'll start, I'll count down from 5, and then we'll be in there for 15 seconds. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blast off. Here we are. And we're now going into the light chamber. Okay, now we're leaving it. And you should feel different. And this is what we're bringing to San Francisco next weekend. I'm bringing the chamber also to the WESAC Festival. And like I said, it's free if you just come to the exhibitor location, which is outside of the WESAC Festival, so you don't have to pay $300 to see me. People have called me and asked me, say they don't have enough funds to go there, so that's why I'm bringing it up now on this show, that it is free to you to go to where the exhibitors are. And let's see here. Time is slowly coming by here. The show is about ready to end, looks like. What we'll do is bring in some wonderful peace energy from the light beam. This is the last day of the week. We'll say Friday for all of you. So here comes the peace energy. Remember, all these energies that we bring in will do healing, so you can always request healing inside of your head. And remember, the light only works in the now, so each time the now is here, they see you as being perfect, whole, and complete because you're having an experience. So in order to change your experience from one experience to the next, in the next now, you must request healing. And here we go. And I guess Rick liked the light chamber. He said yes. So hopefully that's what he meant here. And here we go. Here comes some wonderful peace energy through the light beam. And you should start to feel your body becoming calm and relaxed, very peaceful. And remember, stay connected to your spirit inside of you. Ask for healing. Remember, it's the conduit for healing. That's why you have a spirit with you. Number one, to heal your body. And number two is to have it express creativity through yourself. It selects your DNA in your body to do what the body would like to do or what it would like to do in your body. And this is how it works. And it's able to bring in the divine energies through it into you so you can do beautiful manifestations of love and light in the present moment. So I guess we'll be closing the show right now. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So we'll be going on the light ship probably for about 20 minutes. And it's normally the last part of the show. So I'll just say love and light to all of you. Stay in your heart. And blessings. And have a wonderful evening. Good night to all of you.